Episode number 13 of Backquote. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Troy Kennedy. How is everyone doing? Our topic today is dashboard. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Data tools are useful because they visualize information in a way that is accessible to all. This allows users to scan the dashboard and get the information they need without having to sift through spreadsheets, emails, or web services. Effective dashboard design uses colors, symbols, and visualizations to highlight important data points. Analysts can use and understand the data on a dashboard, but the key is that it is accessible to everyone, regardless of age, gender, race, ethnicity, education, religion, etc. Similar to the dashboard in the car, dashboards organize and display important information from multiple data sources in an easily accessible location. Dashboards bring business data to the cloud and make it easily accessible to anyone with a web browser or mobile device. Data visualization allows measurement parameters to be communicated in real time to help users understand the complex relationships between their data. A data dashboard can easily draw parallels between different related metrics, identify trends, and fend off potential challenges hidden in your organization's data. People have been monitoring their businesses with dashboards for ages, but the dashboard makes it a lot easier. Dashboards are used to provide relevant information to an audience at any time and place. A dashboard allows users to delve deeper into the data and relate impacts to specific KPIs and metrics to understand what works and what doesn't. You can retrieve data from web services such as Facebook or Google Analytics, move data to email attachments via the API, or upload computer files in an old-fashioned way. If your business data is stored in a web service with an attachment API, a dashboard can retrieve information from that information and allow you to monitor all data in one central location. In fact, the most common use case for a dashboard in the business world today is the ability to connect with customers. If the data dashboard you are using does not have a built-in port, you can connect to the dashboard via an open API port. Clipfolio has the ability to provide open API connectors to those who currently do not have built-in connectors. It also allows you to view rolling information in a consolidated, enterprise-wide view for a single, easy-to-use, and scalable view, to accurately assess how well your organization performs overall. Digital dashboards allow you to capture and report specific data points, departments, and organizations, providing a snapshot of performance. This is ideal for executives and other executives who monitor the overall performance of their organization as well as the performance of their departments. It is more strategic. It provides the quick overview that decision makers need to monitor the health and opportunities of the company. It's more analytical. It's used to identify the most important data points in the organization, such as employees, departments, and organizations. Finally, it is simply informative, harnessing the power of data to tell a story through data, rather than just having a quick overview of the data. A dashboard is usually a collection of data that can be monitored and interpreted and easily understood by different teams and employees in the organization. It is created for targets that are not normally present in dashboards, such as strategic connections, strategic goals, or strategic goals. Strategic links are perceived even when they are on a dashboard, because they help to create a goal that is not normally present on the dashboard. Digital dashboard technology is one of the most popular tools for managing strategic goals and connections. KPI would be able to track the performance of a particular team such as sales, marketing, customer service, operations, etc. To keep your sales team at the forefront, you need to cultivate a data-driven culture by sharing the right performance indicators and business metrics with your team. Most companies use multiple services to track KPIs and metrics, which takes time and resources to properly monitor and analyze them. Data tools are a powerful tool for managers because they summarize complex information. They enable managers to track, monitor, and manage the company's key metrics. Data transmission systems simplify reporting at the end of each month by enabling users to communicate information in a timely manner without hours of preparation and analysis. Dashboards use raw data sources such as tables and databases to create a dashboard that users can view and instantly understand the key metrics they are looking for, whether it's marketing, sales, support or finance. Each of these areas has an impact on the company as a whole, whether in terms of sales, profit, customer satisfaction, sales growth or profitability. Depending on how you choose to design your dashboard, even simple numerical data can be visually informative, for example by using a green triangle upwards to indicate an increase in website traffic, or a red triangle downwards to indicate a decline in sales. Analytics relies on quantifying performance by gathering information from a variety of sources, including user data, customer satisfaction, sales data, and other metrics. According to Wikipedia, analytics is the collection and analysis of information about the performance of a company's products, services, and operations. This is all for today, friends. My name is Troy, and this was episode 13 of Backquote. See you next time.